During the COVID-19 pandemic, the use of telemedicine services has skyrocketed in Vermont. The services are being used to help protect the health and safety of both patients and healthcare providers. VPR's Bob Kinzel recently visited with a pediatrician who was skeptical about the benefits of using telemedicine. Now, she's an enthusiastic supporter.
Hi. I just wanted to check in and see how Chase is doing. How is that rash from yesterday?
His rash is doing much better. He has no longer the bumps on his fingers and there's more itching. So yeah, it took care of it. Yeah.
Good. So no more waking up in the middle of the night with a crazy itchy finger.
Nope, not at all.
That's Dr. Anna Hankins, who's been a pediatrician in central Vermont for the past 16 years, getting an update from the mother of a 2-year-old boy who suddenly developed a nasty rash on his hands. Until the coronavirus pandemic hit in Vermont in early March, Dr. Hankins had never conducted a session with a patient using video technology.
So we started rolling out these video visits and telephone visits, and I thought it was just a terrible idea, but the best we could do in a crisis. And I was approaching it as, well, I do my best, it's not ideal, I can't wait to get things back to normal. And at that time I was thinking in a few weeks.
But early in the pandemic, Dr. Hankins had a change of heart. She says she became more comfortable with the video technology, and she realized that telemedicine could be a very effective way to diagnose and treat certain ailments, like her young patient's rash.
That was a really good visit. I mean, I really got I was able to address the problem of the rash, but I was also able to check in a way that up until then in my career, I've only ever done in person.
Dr. Hankins wasn't the only one skeptical about using telemedicine. So was Holly, who is the young patient's mother.
At first, I was a little nervous because I thought, you know, how is she going to be able to see the rash? And I really didn't want to have to bring him into the office. So when they offered me to do a video chat, I was a little nervous wondering, but really, it worked out well.
Holly says there's no question that she would happily use telemedicine services again in the future.
I definitely think it's been a positive thing rather than having to bring him in the office. And like I said, it is definitely something that if there was an option or a need to do it again, I would be on board with that.
Don George is the president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Vermont. He says the insurer encouraged healthcare providers to use telemedicine services because so many patients were canceling their visits to the doctor's office. It was a situation that George felt threatened the financial stability of the state's healthcare system. Patients and providers responded with enormous enthusiasm. In the first 5 months of 2019, Blue Cross processed just under 2,000 telemedicine claims. This year, that number jumped to almost 84,000. A year ago, 200 providers participated in telemedicine. This year, almost 4,000 have. George says Blue Cross made a critical decision to help expand the use of telemedicine.
And we did that by reimbursing providers the same rate for telehealth as they were receiving from Blue Cross for in-person visits. And by doing that, we were best able to maintain their cash flow while also providing members with access to care.
Most of the Blue Cross telemedicine claims are for medical visits and mental health visits. But roughly 3% are for the services of a physical therapist. Amelia Brogna has been a licensed physical therapist for the past 13 years. She owns the Wayfinder Wellness and Physical Therapy Clinic in Burlington. She admits that many people did a double take when she suggested offering her services using the telemedicine approach.
And I have to say that a lot of physical therapists were scratching their heads when this all started as well. How do we deliver high quality care that historically has been delivered in person? You know, we think of physical therapy as being a hands-on profession.
Brogna found that it was fairly easy to teach her patients their recovery techniques, and then something quite unexpected happened. She says that many of her telemedicine patients took more responsibility for their own recovery, and as a result, healed faster.
People are starting to really develop and foster a lot more independence in their self-treatment and their self-care techniques that will ultimately, I think, benefit them more in the long run than having to depend on coming into my clinic for kind of somebody else to apply a treatment to them.
What's the future for telemedicine services in Vermont? Dr. Anna Hankins thinks it offers positive benefits in certain circumstances.
There are going to be some visits that I have learned are just better by video. And maybe they're better because the medium really just supports it better. But maybe they're better because that family really struggles with transportation, and I can see them more frequently if I can just get them in on video.
Blue Cross President Don George thinks there's a growing market for telemedicine in Vermont, but he also says it's important for patients to have the option of having an in-person visit with their doctors.
We want people to engage with their healthcare providers, and if telehealth better enables them to do that, then I think we want to support that choice that they make. But if patients want to see their healthcare providers face-to-face about their particular healthcare need, then we need to assure that that choice is preserved too.
The Blue Cross reimbursement policies will be in effect through the end of the year. The company then plans to evaluate its approach to telemedicine this fall and might consider ways to expand the services. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel.